The Sentai Review, Episode 48, 2016, Super Sentai.
Okay, another Wednesday is another Sentai, and we are on new recording equipment, so this show should sound ever so slightly better. And with new recording equipment, I guess came new Sentai, because they released the images for the new 2016 guys. So we have already reached that point in our show where we ask Shane...
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
How do you say this, Shane?
Dobutsu Sentai Zuhoger.
Zuhoger? Zuhoger? Did you say Zuhoger? There's no Hoger?
Zuhoger.
That's not a ho-h.
Oh.
I can't see it from here. I am more blind than you, and I can read that.
Hoger.
What the piss, guy?
Zuhoger.
Ogre. Yeah.
Holy poopy.
Okay. Here we go. These are the Zuhogers.
Wow.
Oh, just wait.
Who wants to describe these Lion King Rangers?
Damn it.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Well, for colors, we have a white, a yellow, a red, a light blue, and a green, almost a neon type of green.
Hold up, is she White Tiger? Is that White Tiger?
Because
that's the bad guy. That's the bad guy for Rumble in the Bronx.
Yeah, I know. But you guys know those stupid t-shirts that they have running around where it's literally like a full-page print of an animal face? Yeah, that's kind of what the hell these morons have.
Yeah.
After that, it's literally solid colors except for like the gloves and the boots have like this weird zigzaggy black streak that looks like somebody with Parkinson's tried to draw a line.
All right, the white... Female Ranger has the tiger.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. The white and the blue are both female. Everybody else is a dude.
The yellow is a lion?
Yes, a lion.
Red, I can't quite tell.
Red, I can't tell. Blue is a shark.
Green is an elephant.
Green Elephant Ranger, Shane!
The helmets are kind of hard to describe.
They probably tried to make them based on the animals.
Possibly, but I don't know.
No, he's right, because look at the blue. The blue is a shark.
Yeah.
Tried is the key word.
Yeah, I was about to say tried, because, like,
and
the
that's
green
a really,
is the one that's weird.
No, because that's his trunk right down across the front of his visor. The eyes
okay,
are on
yeah.
top of his head.
Yeah, it's because
and
the,
his tusks are on the side of his face.
Oh, yep.
Where the cheeks are, cheek areas.
Okay, so then based off that, what the fuck is red?
Probably some kind of bird, like a phoenix.
Well, there's other shots where it might be helpful, so...
He also has a different helmet.
He's an eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the bottom picture.
He's an eagle.
And I believe that his, like, the front of his helmet is... I'm assuming that's gold.
Like a beak. A beak gold.
It's gold.
That's why I was confused. Everybody else has, like, solid. And then his was just gold.
Yeah, he...
I might be digging the helmets.
Yeah.
What? You're not digging those dollar store t-shirts?
No, I'm not digging their dollar store t-shirts.
Yeah, and you're not digging on their cheapest crap, clearly not silver, silver belt buckles?
It's full of win. Those are their Animorphers.
Animorphs.
Railgun.
Hey. Don't ever make fun of my railgun.
These guys are not cool enough to have a railgun.
Maybe. Dude, what if they get a trunk gun?
Oh, God.
Then I think I've lost faith in
Tusk rifles.
I can honestly say, since I'm the one who gathered these images, these are just the promotional images of the original set of Rangers and their outfits.
Next! There's the actors.
And if an action pose.
The helmets look a little bit better there.
I'm not digging the yellow helmet at all.
He looks like he's wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, because he's got the mane.
Yeah.
Somebody repeat that.
He's got a foreskin on his helmet.
Yes.
Thank you, disembodied voice from the great beyond that we can no longer hear.
Yeah, with the new sound equipment, if you don't have a mic, we probably didn't pick you up.
Next.
Oh, let's pick out the leader.
A rousing game of spot the leader?
Let's play again, shall we?
I believe it's the green one.
What the hell is wrong with the lion?
He's falling.
He's got to take a crap. That's what's wrong.
You gonna hug the elephant, Shane?
Apparently the yellow, even though he's a lion, is performing drunken monkey. That is literally his fighting style. White is tiger. Yellow is drunken monkey. Green is clearly...
is a hug me technique.
No, it's horse dance, which is best for pooping. The shark I'm not 100% sure on. But Mr. Falcon is, of course, Jackie Bryanting.
Next. What's with the Rubik's Cube?
I'm guessing that's their morpher.
Yeah, it's
they have to fucking solve a Rubik's Cube to morph?
Well, consider...
Because I'm doomed.
No, you're not. That's not a standard Rubik's Cube, though, because the standard Rubik's Cube allows you to move it in the three dimensions. You literally have a top, a middle, and a bottom that you have to align. That's it.
Oh,
if
maybe
you can't
I can
solve
morph.
A top, a middle, and a bottom, you need to go back to kindergarten and start your education over again.
But the helmets are a bit better on this image being shown right here.
That yellow still looks retarded.
Well, it's supposed to be a mane, so I kind of get it. But
that's retarded looking.
Yeah. Again, I understand it. I'm not saying it's good. I just understand it.
Next.
Yes, next.
And here's the actors along with their
what?
Animal.
Look at the... Now I hate the yellow even more.
Oh, my God, no. No, kill the yellow. I'm done with this show. Kill the yellow. I'm done. No. No, hippie-ass dreadlocks, no.
Does the yellow fucking fight with hash brownies or something?
I should warn you, it's going to get worse. I should warn you, it's going to get worse for him.
It's going to get worse for him?
Can we pick a worst ranger this time instead of a best? Fuck, no! No! I hope yellow gets shot in the face with a laser every fucking episode. If yellow is the coolest ranger in this moving show, not these pictures, but the actual show in motion, show is done. I'm done with the show.
Next.
No.
Now I'm even more confused with the yellow. Like, did they just give him a fucking beard? What?
With the yellow? Motherfucker, look at the goddamn green!
They gave him a trunk. Awesome.
They gave him a trunk and a fucking, like, weird-ass hat. Like, almost uber-racist fucking Middle Eastern hat.
Dude, he's like the pimp ranger.
Oh, boy.
He's got his epic hat. He's got his trunk for slapping.
This is going to be interesting.
He is not a pimp named Green Ranger. You got to say the whole thing.
Next.
Oh my god, look at their Zord. Oh my god.
Someone has been playing too much Minecraft.
The fuck is going on with the Lego set Zord?
It's very blocky. Like Seth said, something right out of Minecraft.
But yeah, it's another action pose with the Rangers along with their Zord that they start off with.
They look like they took their sword from that Dot Heroes game.
So the more damage they take, the smaller the sword gets.
Next.
Are you sure? Because I'm kind of wanting to look at this this sword here.
No, I want this shit over with. Let's rate. Because we have better things to be looking at than this fucking garbage.
Look, man, we got the air fist coming from the Green Ranger here.
He's flexing his muscles, man. And everyone, and all the freaking cats are wanting to scratch.
Cat scratch fever?
I am not intimidated at all by this White Ranger scratch.
That's because she is trying to be hardcore and failing. Much like how the Green Ranger is trying to flex, and while I may be a 330-pound fat ass who sits on his ass all day playing video games, eating chicken pot pies, and bitching at my cat like Cartman because it's funny to do it, I have more fucking muscles in my bicep than this motherfucker has in his entire goddamn body. Fuck him. This is some weak-ass dog shit, dude. No.
He's hating on this show so hard.
The costumes look like shit.
These
the
are just the promotional images.
Looks like dog shit wrapped up in fucking... No!
You know, with the Zord being so blocky, I am curious what the individuals look like.
That would probably make more sense, but still... The fact that I could clearly only tell that there's a fucking eagle, a fucking shark, and a fucking lion. Where's the fucking white tiger, and where the fuck is the goddamn elephant? Where?
Does the white tiger break into... Dude. Oh, man. This is incredible speculation, but what if the Zords actually do break into blocks? Because I see a lot of white on this Zord in squares.
It's a possibility, but still, like, the pictures make this look like dog shit.
Next. A Jetman! Yes!
The Red Ranger gets wings. He had some Red Bull.
He's awesome!
And
they have their awesome Zord behind them.
And a few... weapons?
Green and blue have weapons, and they look exactly like we stated. They came out of fucking Minecraft.
Oh.
The blue's blaster looks like a fucking Nerf gun I got for our promo pictures for the DVD set. Not even like a legit Nerf blaster. One of those piece of shit, like, off-brand Walmart, Kmart, dollar store jobs. What the fuck?
Next.
Shane, read that.
Holy shit. Am I right? Are there ranges?
Yes. We
their Zords are blocks. I was right.
Yeah, you were right.
This is more or less representing their Zord figure things. But you get the kind
of
idea.
Those are the Zords. I mean, even if you look at it that way, that it's the toys that might be sold, the toys still, I mean, I have a Megazord sitting over here on the shelf. It still looks exactly like it did from the show. So if I'm to look at this the way I'm thinking.
Well, the bird one doesn't look right, though, so.
Each one of these people have cubes that then turn into Zords.
Yeah, it is possible. I mean, we don't know what the show looks like, so.
That Yellow Ranger, his looks so dumpy. Oh,
that's epic.
Rank. Yeah.
Blue has a 2, yellow has a 3, green has the 4, and white has the 5. So already we know who's in charge of what.
White's in charge of catnip.
Next.
The white's in charge of making sure the door is fucking locked in the Megazord.
Oh, there's that Zord. Look at it.
It looks a little less blocky here, but...
still looks dumb as hell. I'm not going to lie, that's a dumb looking Zord. I don't like blocks.
A few more stretching poses.
Like, even though, yes, we figured out that you are correct, they do, like, disassemble and reassemble to look like more Lego-y, blocky Zords. It kind of makes more sense, so I'll give it a little bit better now, but it still looks like some sort of retarded. Like, some kid, whoever was in charge of the show, literally his kid was just making shit out of Legos, and the dad was like, huh.
But then again,
I'll turn that into the new Megazord. Thanks a lot, Junior.
But then
no
again,
money for you.
The costumes are still, yeah.
These guys are your 40th anniversary Sentai.
I still have another question. Where does the Green Ranger's Zord come into the Megazord? Because if you look at it, the only green is the freaking eyes. That's it. There's like no other green on that thing.
I see a little bit under the chest area.
So it's like...
yeah, maybe he forms the body. Because the bird is probably like the arms and the chest piece and the helmet.
He's like the entire upper body because he's the leader.
I think the...
he is 50% of that Zord.
The bird might be covering most...
that's like what I think. I think the green is the body.
Oh, so the green's so lame. It's like, listen, yours is so...
remember
stupid,
years ago...
over yours.
Remember years ago when we had the Thunder Zords, which we know now were not actually Thunder Zords, but
yeah.
Regardless...
yeah.
The lion used to break into four different pieces to form the armor that went around the red.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
So I'm thinking we're looking at the same thing. I think the green is the body.
That would still make me feel bad if I was the Green Rangers. Like, nobody can see my color.
At least you didn't get a minivan.
No, I got a freaking majestic elephant.
You can paint its face, Shane.
I would.
Next.
More promotional material.
Yeah, I'm done with that. Next.
Oh. It's his sword.
He shouldn't get that. That should be...
fucking Ivy up in the...
that
field.
Should be... that should have been a trunk sword, damn it.
Hey, Bill. Watch him whip.
Should I slap him for you? Should I slap a Shane for you? I can do it.
I have
I'm
to say
right
that was kind of clever.
The sad thing is that might be why it's a whip.
Next.
Oh, boy. I told you, this is goddamn retarded.
So they really are Animorphs? I wasn't... I guess I accidentally wasn't joking?
What I've been able to figure out from the images is that the other Rangers have human form, animal form, and Ranger form. Except for the Red Ranger. He's, from what I can tell, is just human.
So he doesn't actually turn into Falco and say, "Bogey on my six. Hey, why'd you kill that? That was mine."
So, yeah, this is what I mean by the Yellow Ranger gets a little bit worse.
No, they all got worse. Not just him. This is,
I'm waiting for Bill's expression.
I like the Red Ranger. He's pretty cool.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to say here. What the fuck?
It's going to become epic furry fan fiction, Bill. That's what you're supposed to say.
Jason for the win!
You have a...
this is relevant to my interests. At the very least, it explains away the out of Africa hairstyle on Mr. Yellow. So,
what was that?
At the very least, this explains away the hairstyle, the out of Africa hairstyle that the Yellow Ranger has. So that's
yeah, he's
slightly
kinda right.
Forgiven.
Like the actual like animal costumes, like
I really have nothing to say about that.
Like no joke, the actual costumes, like while in animal form, look ridiculous. Like I said, the friggin' elephant looks like hardcore racist. Like Indian elephant, let's put him in Indian garb. Oh, well, the lion's clearly from
Isn't
Africa.
That...
Let's put him in African garb. Like, what?
There's nothing racist about
the
that.
The shark
I mean,
is clearly
it's...
from the ocean. Put it in ocean garbs.
Ocean garbs.
I mean, if you're going to assign a nationality to animals, then, yeah, then clearly you'd go all out with it.
Well, it's true.
Next.
Oh,
what the shit? Are you kidding me?
I said it was going to get worse.
Okay. Well, I retract any previous statements I've made.
Shane, take this microphone from me. I'm going outside to smoke. Call me when it's time to rate.
What the fuck?
So the animal personalities are in a shopping mall shopping. Yeah.
Does the shark look like one of those dinosaurs from the fucking Not the Mama Dinosaur show?
The disembodied voice says that the lion is strutting.
And the tiger chick has jazz hands showing.
And Shane looked like he was going to say something and then stop.
After 40 years of doing this show.
40 years of Sentai.
40 years of this show, Bill. Why does this look...
Why does it look worse than Henshinagogo?
Why does this look worse than 1975?
Shane, I could not have taken this picture and shown it to anybody ever. And said, this is the next Power Rangers. Ever. In 40 years, I could not have taken this image alone, shown it to somebody, and said, these are the next Rangers.
Oh, Shane's done too now, huh? Okay. I guess I don't get to go outside and smoke. I was dumbfounded by these fucking stupid pictures.
How is the elephant going to eat the bread?
With his trunk, duh. Now, here's the more important question. Why haven't we nexted yet?
I'm sorry, I'm fucking...
you're dumbfounded, retarded as well? Yes. You see this picture and instantly your brain goes...
I'm going to tell you why the Red Ranger is the coolest one in this. He's not in this picture.
And he's human. Shane grabbed the mic and
we have done this show from 1975 all the way up to 2016, and not one image has stopped us as hard as what I'm looking at right now. We have seen Rangers shoot themselves in the face. We've seen Rangers say, suck my nuts, bitch. We've seen... We've witnessed jetmen that fly in dune buggies. And never have we come across an image...
That looks so low budget.
That has stopped the show as hard as this has. I don't go back through the whole legacy, and I don't think we've ever come across a picture where the show went silent as long as we just did.
So we do recommend people watch this episode to understand what we're dealing with.
Technically, the closest would be in the Pirate Rangers when I spent time on my phone looking up the Happy Mask Salesman variant for the fucking Silver Ranger to show to Nick.
Yes.
And Nick had to stop and be like, That's it. The only other time is there's a fucking cue in that. It's fucking with me. For silence on this show. With Shane Butcher's name. But that's not a picture.
That's not
that's
this.
That's Shane being like, I have no idea how the fuck to speak right now.
This is something entirely different.
Did you know that if you showed me this picture and told me this was Power Rangers, I would have told you no?
Can you imagine in the 1990s, we're on Zio, we're nearing the end of an epic event, and they say, the next Power Rangers, this. Not turbo cars, not space. Elephant, tiger, shark, lion shopping is the next fucking Power Rangers.
I think that we owe Turbo an apology.
A.K.A. Sentai Car Ranger.
Oh, man.
So, Bill, I don't think Turbo's the worst one anymore. I think I would rather watch Turbo, to be honest.
Oh, my
God. I don't find four animals shopping.
Especially the actual Ranger form outfit. Even Turbo looked better.
Next. Oh, come on!
Well, obviously, nobody else cares. Nobody else cares that there's a lion sitting there eating
French fries. A carnivore is eating a vegetable. No! You have failed me once again, Sentai.
So the lion is eating a giant plate of fries. This lady in the window is like, what in the shit?
There's another dude.
Do you notice?
Why are you even looking at them? Fuck this, let's leave.
Do you notice that the shark has a ponytail?
Yeah.
I actually didn't notice because for the last picture you couldn't tell. But.
Yeah, so does the elephant.
The elephant has a ponytail as well. That's a different color than the rest.
How can you take any of this seriously?
Once again, like I said before, the reason why the Red Ranger is the coolest is because he's not in these pictures. As you can tell, since he's human, he's like, guys, I'm going to go do human things. You go do whatever in the fuck you guys do. As a... Lunch?
Next.
Yeah, there you go. What the fuck? No. No. We're done.
Okay.
No more
pictures. A bit of history here. The original lost pilot of the Power Rangers actually started in a bowling alley.
But that's not history for this, because this is Sentai. It's completely irrelevant.
So this, they're going to a bowling alley for no reason whatsoever, just to, hey, guess what? We're animal people. We're going to go bowling.
Okay. I'm going to let you know something. The green... I'm sorry.
That
can't
happens
use...
in Bloomington, Illinois about once every Saturday every month.
Elephants and fucking...
Don't ask me how I know this.
Duly noted. Now, I wanted to say the Green Ranger, but no. The fucking elephant is looking at the bowling ball like it's never seen a bowling ball before, which makes sense because he's an elephant.
These people should be looking at them like they've never seen that before.
Now... I want you to look at the lion. Look at this lion.
Now, the ball. Let me get it.
He's having fun.
Get the ball.
The way that I can see it from this angle, I think he's excited about this gutter ball he's about to get. Because that's exactly that ball is teetering towards that gutter. And
why do the bowling balls look like basketballs?
I was going to ask that earlier.
Wow.
But I said,
I actually didn't notice that. Reasons.
Okay, well, all right. Let's apply that exact same logic to them and say next.
Okay, each of the ranger forms next to their other form.
It's got to be uncomfortable for the elephant with that tiny helmet on.
That's gotta suck.
Well, he's gotta kind of be in that human form to go into the...
Oh, look, it's the coolest ranger here. We haven't seen you in a while.
Next. Rubik's Cube transformations. Next.
In human forms, yeah. And we're back.
We are...
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Who is the coolest?
Red.
Any disagreements here?
I'm going to say yellow.
We got the disembodied voice claiming yellow.
I like the Blue Ranger, but the coolest ranger is still the red one. I just like the Blue Ranger. I like the shark. With the helmet and everything. I enjoy the shark design, but it's not the coolest ranger, obviously. None of those guys are cool, except for the Red Ranger, because he's not even in most of those pictures. He's like, you know what, screw this. I ain't with those guys. I'm on my own. So, I'm going to rate this.
Now, wait. Before you guys start rating, remember, these are promotional images. They're not going to be the way they are when the series finishes, so there could be like two more Rangers or additional costume designs. Could.
So I'm going to rate this now.
One.
Oh my, you're so generous. 0.5.
0.2.
Disembodied voices at 0.2.
I'm going to be kind. 1.5. And that's very generously kind.
I guess I'll have to be the real generous one. Give it 2.5.
Damn, son.
These guys just got fucking Christmas from Jay.
.01
deserved.
That is the lowest score Scott has ever given. It's basically a damn zero.
Actually, yes. Yes, it is.
The promotional pictures for 2016 is a 0.95.
That is the lowest score
the
I
worst
think ever given.
Ever.
I think these guys just lost to the fucking Baby Bib Rangers.
They just lost to fucking all of them. All of them.
Battle Fever J got a higher score than these dudes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hold on.
So, Scott, now that you've seen this, do you have a new appreciation for J-A-K-Q?
Yes, Scott.
Barely.
We're done with this episode, I think.
But I want to see who actually was the weakest. Fuck it. We'll do it off camera.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.